On March 31st, mainland media announced the former deputy logistics chief Gu Yuanshan received a summons to military court by the military's prosecutor's office. He was accused of abusing power, bribery, embezzlement, and misuse of state funds. On April 2nd, People's Liberation Army Academy of Military Sciences Brigadier Gong Fan Bing posted a blog revealing Gu's case. This online post was cited by Chinese media, but then deleted. Commentator Wu Fan interpreted this phenomenon as intense fighting of the Communist Party Central in regard to the case of Gu Yuanshan.
军中老虎古俊山案不公开审理。 3月 31号， 大陆媒体称， 中共军队原后勤部副部长古俊山因涉嫌滥用职权、受贿、贪污等罪行被军事检察院向军事法庭提起公诉。 4月 2号， 中共军事科学院军建部副主任龚方斌发表博文，透露了古俊山案的详细情况。这篇文章被大陆媒体转载，但随后遭到删除。 时事评论员武凡认为，这种现象说明，就如何处理古俊山案，中共高层正激烈内斗。
Gu Yuanshan, who was in charge of the military's real estate and infrastructure before being promoted to deputy chief of the General Logistics Department, was taken into custody on March 19, 2012. He was placed under investigation for economic problems, a euphemism for corruption. The next month, Gu's name was erased from the Defense Department's website.
古俊山在被提拔为中共解放军总后勤部副部长以前， 曾任总后基建营防部办公室主任、营防土地管理局局长等职务。 2012年1月， 因违纪被免职，接受调查。
In January 2014, China's finance magazine Xiaxin carried a series of articles revealing Gu Yuanshan's corruption. According to Xiaxin, in January 2013, 24 armed police officers spent 2 nights loading the contents of General Gu's luxurious home into 4 trucks under the cover of darkness. Among the items confiscated was a pure gold statue of Mao Zedong, a golden wash basin, and a boat made of gold.
2014年1月， 大陆财新杂志发表一系列文章，披露古俊山的贪腐问题，其中包括古俊山河南鄱阳老家被查的情形。 2013年1月， 20多名身着便衣的武警在古将军府查抄了2个晚上，各种财物装满了整整4卡车，包括一艘寓意一帆风顺的大金船， 一个寓意金玉满盆的金脸盆，以及一尊纯金毛泽东像。
Xiaxin articles said Gu also has multiple real estate and dozens of houses at the Golden Section of Beijing Second Ring. He also had real estate in Shanghai. Gu Yuanshan reportedly sought to use these premises as gifts to bribe some higher-ranking officials. In addition, the investigation revealed that it was usual for him to levy 6% on each army real estate sale he managed, the latest being a property sold for 2 billion yuan, 330 million US dollars.
此外，古俊山还在寸步寸金的北京拥有数十套房产，每套面积都在170平米左右。他在上海也有房产。据报道，古俊山交代，他会将这些房产作为礼物送给高官。调查还显示，古俊山每交易一笔军用谷地，都会提成 6%， 最后一笔交易达20亿人民币。
Gu Yuanshan was also accused of selling hundreds of military positions, ranking in millions of dollars, according to Reuters, citing anonymous sources.
路透社引用不愿透露姓名的内部人士的话说，古俊山还涉嫌买卖军中头衔数百个，收费达数百万美元。
On April 2nd, 2014, Brigadier Gong Fang Bin wrote an article on Sina blog about Gu Yuanshan's corruption case. The article said that the trial had begun. His post confirmed information rumored online, such as the cash, gold, real estate, expensive liquor and watches, as well as ivory tiger skins and fine calligraphy arts. In addition, 550 cases of Mao Tai, a high-end liquor, were found in Gu's mansion.
二号，中共军事科学院军舰部副主任龚方斌在新浪博客发表了一篇题为《谷俊山贪腐案证明了什么》的文章。文章透露，谷俊山贪腐案虽已进入审理阶段，但犯罪事实尚未公布。即便这样，网上许多数字已经接近事实，包括金钱、黄金、房产、茅台酒、名表、象牙、虎皮、字画等巨量财物。其中，总后纪检部门到谷俊山家乡查封他的违法所得时，在一处地下室起获550箱茅台酒。
Gong Fang Bin characterized Gu's corruption as an extraordinarily huge corruption in its amount, scale, and influence.
龚方斌在文章中用了三个特别来定性谷俊山案，其中包括数额特别巨大、贪腐性质特别恶劣、社会影响特别坏。
Gong Fang Bin wrote that the military's logistics leader had spent 2 hours reporting to former chairman of the Central Military Commission, Hu Jintao, recommending to deploy Gu out of logistics. However, Hu Jintao believed Gu should be punished.
龚方斌透露，总后勤部领导人曾向上任军委主席胡锦涛汇报了两个多小时有关谷俊山的情况，不过他只建议把谷俊山从总后调走。胡锦涛不同意，认为应该对谷俊山绳之以法。
Gong Fang Bin also indicated that the CCP's new leader Xi Jinping has particularly pointed at Gu Junshan's case several times and instructed a thorough investigation of his corruption case.
龚方斌还透露，国家主席习近平十分重视谷俊山贪腐案，曾十几次点名谷俊山，特别指示要一查到底。
On April 5th, many Chinese websites published Gong Fang Bin's post. However, the postings were all deleted on April 6th.
4月5号，财新网、腾讯网等网站纷纷转载了龚方斌这篇文章，但从6号起，这些文章都遭到删除。
Wu Fan, a U.S.-based commentator, believed the quick deletion reflected the CCP's internal struggle. He told NTD TV,Gu Junshan's case serves to fight corruption and to discipline the military. Xi Jinping is using this case as a tool to consolidate his control in the military. Gu Junshan is a bigger tiger in the army. His case can threaten those in power in the army. This exposure and deletion of the details is simply a process of the internal struggle.
时政评论员武凡认为，文章被快速删除，反映出中共高层激烈内斗。他在接受新唐人采访时说，打谷俊山除了反贪污腐败以外，是整顿军队的一个手段。现在习近平需要把军队控制住，作为他的工具来支撑这个政权。那你怎么让军队听你的？那就找大老虎打，打一个样板，威吓那些将军们。现在这个细节公布了又收了，我看那个都是内部斗争的一些过程。
The CCP's new leader Xi Jinping vowed to fight corruption in the CCP from the top tigers to the bottom flies. On April 1st, the New York Times reported that Gu Junshan gave up information on just about everyone in the investigation, especially former vice chairman of the Central Military Commission Xu Zaiho.
习近平誓言要老虎苍蝇一起打，进行反腐。4月1号，《纽约时报》报道说，谷俊山在调查期间供出了几乎所有人，特别是前中共军委副主席徐采厚。
Xu Zaiho was reportedly under house arrest 2 weeks ago. Xu is Gu's boss and close ally and was promoted by former CCP leader Jiang Zemin. According to Hong Kong's media, sources from Beijing revealed that Gu Junshan had once bribed Xu Zaiho with a 12-cylinder Audi A8 filled with gold, and Gu also gave a 20 million yuan debit card to Xu's daughter as a wedding gift.
据报道，前中共军委副主席徐采厚在两周前已被软禁。徐采厚由前中共党魁江泽民一手提拔。香港媒体报道说，谷俊山曾送给徐采厚一辆12缸奥迪 A8 汽车，车厢里塞满了黄金。谷俊山还送给徐采厚的女儿一张2000万元的银行卡作为结婚礼物。
Gu Yuanshan has another important patron in the army. That is the former director of the Central Military Commission General Office, Jia Ting'an. Jia was for years a close associate of Jiang Zemin and was a top security to Jiang.
除了徐彩后，谷俊山还有一个更重要的靠山，那就是曾任军委办公厅主任的贾廷安。贾廷安一直是江泽民的秘书。
Commenter Wu Fan indicates that the regime is releasing information just enough to put pressure on the military tigers. No trial will be in public.
时政评论员吴凡指出，目前中共当局只是放出一些料，制造气氛，给军队老虎一个压力，不会公开审判。